We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas, David ben Menachem Unish, and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We begin the seventh parak of Kilayim, parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph. We're going to begin our discussion of Havracha. Havracha is translated in English as propagation. We're going to use the term Havracha from the word Berech. Actually, the Shorish is the word knee. And the same way when you have a knee, your knee is bent, so too when I take an existing branch, let's say we're going to be speaking about a grapevine. So I can generate a new grapevine by taking a branch from another vine and sticking it into the ground and then having it go through the soil and pulling it up on the other side. So I have, now it's sticking out on one side, which is the original branch. And then I have, or the original vine, and then I have this one branch which sticks out of the ground. Now, what would happen is propagation allows the growth of new roots, because part of this branch is now in the ground, and then a new vine can grow, and eventually you can cut it off, and you'll have a completely new vine. This actually is one of the malachos of Shabbos. It's included in Zorea, malacha d'oraisa, an av, actually a major category of a malacha called havracha, not to be confused with the rechiva, which is something else, which we'll discuss as well. That is grafting. So mavrich is where I'm bending it down. We'll call it propagation, havracha, and that's when the Mishnah says like this: Hamavrich has agefen ba'aretz. Person does havracha with a vine into the ground, sticks it into the ground, one of the branches, and then pulls it up from the other side. And now we hopefully will grow a new on its own. Says the Mishnah: In ein afar al gabash lo shatfachim. If there you don't have 3 tfachim worth of dirt on top of it, we'll explain what that means. Lo yavi zera aleha. Do not bring another seed on top of it. What does it mean? So I have this, I have this branch, and the branch is now stuck into the ground. So, and I'm going to pull it out on the other side. So the Mishnah here says like this: if the branch that now is eventually going to come out from the soil on the other side, so the Mishnah is saying like this, obviously if it's coming, sticking out of the ground, I can plant another seed, barley, wheat, right on top of it. It's a branch from a vine. That obviously would not be allowed. So, but what if it's still sticking into the ground? And I want to plant on the soil, right on top of the soil, I want to plant a wheat seed. So the Mishnah here says that unless you have 3 tfachim worth of dirt on top of that branch, meaning the branch is stuck into the ground, it's pulled away from the original grapevine, it's now going through the ground for a few feet, and now it's stuck in that area, almost planted in a new area, still attached to the original one, because it's still a branch, but now eventually hopefully it'll grow new roots. If you have 3 tfachim or more of dirt on top of it, then I'm allowed to plant a barley or a wheat seed into the soil, because there's enough space in between. But as the Mishnah says, in ein afar al gabash lo shetfachim, you don't have dirt 3 tfachim or more above this new branch that's in the ground, that's in the soil, then lo yavi zera aleha, then you're not permitted to bring something else. If you want to plant this foreign seed, right? So the Mishnah here says, because we're afraid that it's going to be an issue of kelayim, but this is only true right on top of it. If you want to move off to the side a little bit, there's no need to distance anything, as long as you know where that branch is. Of course, the original trunk or the original vine, so that needs the regular 6 tfachim. That's, there's no debate about that. So, but this new area, as long as I'm not right on top of it, I'm okay. But if I have 3 or more tfachim of soil, of dirt on top of the where this branch is, then I can plant a seed and I don't have to worry about a problem of kilayim. Mishnah says, and this is true, afilu hivricha bidalas o besilon. Even if I did the havracha through a gourd or a silon, which is a pipe made out of earthenware, made out of cheres. What does it mean? People could take a gourd. You take a, you know, think about it. Take a big pumpkin, a big zucchini, and you can dig out the middle and you can turn it into a pipe. so to speak. So let's say I made this pipe and I have my vine going through this dry gourd, this dry, or obviously this earthenware, and it's going through it. So the Mishnah says, even if you do it that way, that's also going to be a problem. We wouldn't allow this. Now, the Mishnah's coming to teach us like this. You would have thought, well, there's a barrier here. Meaning, let's say I have, if my grapevine is going through the gourd, so then maybe I should be able to plant a barley seed right on top because it's not going to affect the grapevine. There will be no kelaim, no kelei akerim, because it's inside this pipe, so to speak. So that shouldn't be an issue. So the Mishnah says that's still a problem. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that the Mishnah here, what about the problem of the fact that there's a gourd here? The gourd is a yerek. So what about that? So shouldn't that be an issue either with the grapevine that's inside or the wheat seed that you want to plant on top? So the first one say no. We're talking, it's all dried. It's dried up. It doesn't have the status of a yerek at this point. So that issue of kelayim with the gourd is not a problem. The gourd is just a kli. It's just a vessel here. It's just a pipe. But the Mishnah is telling us that because the wheat seed or the barley seed, let's say, will be able to penetrate through the delas, through the earthenware, so then we're afraid, and the fact that your grapevine is inside that pipe is irrelevant. We still need the same 3 tefachim worth of soil on top of the grapevine in order to plant the wheat or the barley seed. But Hivricha b'sela, says the Mishnah. But let's say I did the Havracha through a sela, a pipe made out of rock. So afal pisheina far al gaba ela shalosh etzbos. Even if you only have 3 finger breaths of dirt on top of it, happens to be the Mefarshim point out that you don't even need that. It's only mentioned that way because less than 3 etzbos of soil, you really can't plant anything. And even the wheat or the barley seed is not going to grow. So the Mishnah says, if I'm using a pipe, it's made out of rock, lead would also be true, would also work. Even if I have no dirt on top of it all, only 3 etzbos worth of dirt, mutter lahavi zeralel, then I'm allowed to plant my wheat or my barley seed right on top. And I don't have to worry about it penetrating through the rock and becoming kelayim with the grapevine, this branch again that I'm propagating, that I'm being mavrich through this pipe from the original grapevine, and now it's now taken through the soil to another section of the soil. Mishnah continues, ha'arkuva shebagefen. Arkuva is also has the same is related actually to arkuba, is related to grafting, actually, from the word rochev, literally one thing rides on top of it. So what is this talking about? Different Mefarshim explain this differently. We'll explain the way the Rash, Abinu Shimshon, does. Arkuba Sheva Geffen means like this. We're talking about a grapevine where I have actually a thick grapevine below. Imagine, let's say, a trunk. A thick, very thick, circular grapevine, and then I want to graft a thinner grapevine on top of it. So the Mishnah says, so the question is like this, when I have to, we know we need, this is one single grapevine, so how much do you have to distance from a grapevine? 6 tefachim. Question is, for 6 tefachim from what? 6 tefachim from the thicker trunk, or 6 tefachim from the thinner piece of a vine that I want to graft on top of it? So the Mishnah here says, "Ein modedin la ela min ha'ikar hasheni." You only have to measure it from the second trunk. Now, what does it mean, the second trunk? It means the thinner trunk. Now, that's a big chiddush. Why? Because I would have thought, what do you mean? The bottom is much thicker. So I would imagine that I would have to distance 6 tefachim from the bottom vine, which is much thicker. So the Mishnah says, no, you only have to distance it from the upper one, and that's assuming that the bottom one is completely covered by the soil. And the only thing that's noticeable is the upper one. So then I only need to distance another seed, wheat or barley, whatever, bean, 6 tefachim from the upper vine, the thinner one, because the bottom one is kind of stuck in the ground and I don't see it, so I don't have to worry about 6 tefachim from there. If obviously it were protruding from the ground, the trunk, the larger, the thicker vine, so then I would need 6 tefachim from that vine itself. We're in Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Hamavrich, continue about Mavrich. Hamavrich, Shalosh Gefanim V'Karem Nirim. So here I am, be Mavrich, 3 Gefanim, 3 vines, And the ikar, meaning the trunks, are now going to be visible. They're both, they're sticking out. So the Mishnah here is coming to teach me that, that the original trunk of the original vine is sticking out of the ground. And now I pull, one of the branches through the soil and stick that out from another area. And now I have, if you think about it, I really started out with three shalosh gefanim, but since I'm being mavrich, I now have six gefanim. I have, three in one row, and then I pull, into a different direction. So now I have my first grapevine has one, has two parts sticking out, and a second grapevine, two parts sticking out, the original and the one that I'm being mavrich through the soil and pulling it out on the other side. So if I do that with three of them, I end up now really with six vines. And six vines in two rows. Oh, that's important, because remember, that's Beis Hillel's definition of a vineyard, of a carob. So the Mishnah here says, so again, Hamavrich Shalosh Gefanim V'Ikarim Nirim, and we see both of the trunks. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok Omer, Im Yesh Beinehem Be'Arba Amos V'Atshmona, if between them is the requisite distance that I need, between four Amos and eight Amos, which means, if you remember in the past, we discussed that that has to be more than four Amos, but not more than eight Amos, between one row and another, that will define this as a vineyard. These two rows connect, are mitzdarif, joined together, and now become a vineyard. Remember, because I have six vines in two rows. Hare Ehu mitzdarfos. They join together, and of course, the importance of being mitzdarif is that now, if they have the definition of a kerem, I need to distance four Amos from there if I want to plant another seed. Vim lav, but if not, they don't have, I don't have that number, or I don't have that distance from four to eight, so then Einar mitzdarfos, they don't join together, they'll be considered single vines, and I can be distance only, if I want to plant a foreign seed, I can distance as little as six tfachim. Mishnah continues, Geffen sheyavsha. I have a geffen, I have a vine that has dried up. So what exactly mean? What does it mean it dried up? So some claim that dried up, some of Farshim think dried up means its mom is dry. It's dead. A vine that's completely dead. And the Mishnah is coming to teach me that even though it's completely dead, Asura, nonetheless, you're not permitted, you still have a problem. And I have to be concerned about planting something next to it, right? Even though it's a dead vine, planting a foreign seed rabbinically, the Rabbanan came along and say, well, people are going to look and say it's Marasai. Maybe they'll say, oh, look at that. They're not going to know that it's dead. So therefore, it's Asura, meaning you shouldn't plant another species right next to it. But the Einam Kadeshes, but it doesn't make it prohibited. I mean, if you did, we don't say that Kidesh, the whole thing, you have to throw everything out and burn it. That we don't say, because, of course, it's not a Midrash, it's certainly not a problem. It happens, so other than Mepharshim say, we're not talking about dead vines at all, right? Obviously, dead vines, that wouldn't be an issue. We're talking about Geffen Sheyavsha, means it's dried out. It means maybe it's lost its leaves. So it's lost its leaves. So that's something else that that's put in a different category. And because of that, we'll say it is Asura. It's a midorais. It's not a problem. And I'll have to explain that in a moment why that would be. But veinam kadeshes, but doesn't become kadosh, meaning it doesn't become asur bahana. Now, the way the Rambam understands this is actually the latter way, which is that we're talking about a vine that is dried, in the sense that it's lost its leaves in the fall. Now, they're going to come back, but the Rambam is, because the Rambam's of the opinion like this, that kilayim kilei hakerem is only asur bahana midoraisa if the vine actually has clusters of grapes on them, which have reached a certain size. So that would be the case if I have my vine now that it's lost its leaves, and therefore obviously it's not carrying, it doesn't have any fruit on it. So according to the Rambam, that wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa anyway. It wouldn't become asur bahana. So planting next to it would not be, right, would be mutter midoraisa. The Rabbanan came along and said, okay, even though there are no leaves on it, still it's alive, so you shouldn't plant next to it, but that's only an issur d'rabbanan, and it would not cause for any issur hana. obviously, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't then say that, we should make a gezerah on where it's, you know, completely dry or where it's dead, because that would be gezerah l'gezerah. To say that either Rabbanan should aster where it's dead or it's completely dry because of where it lost its leaves, because then that would, because of where it has, you know, as a gezerah, because of when it has clusters of grapes on it, obviously that we would not say that would be a gezerah l'gezerah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Aft Semer Geffen Usser Ve'eno Mekadesh. Semer Geffen is cotton. What's Rabbi Meir talking about? So we had mentioned earlier that that Mine Yisra'im, if you remember that, we spoke about that category of seeds are not considered kilayim with kilei hakerem, and even midrabanan you can plant those specific types of seeds in a what we called Mine Yisra'im. In that category, you're permitted to plant those in a vineyard. So Rabbi Meir holds like this. Even though cotton does belong, is in that category of Mine Yisra'im, and therefore you should be able to plant that next to a vine. He says, no. He says, midrabanan, you can't. Right? So that's what he means. Aft semer geffen aser. Midrabanan, you should not. But nonetheless, ve'eno mekadesh, meaning if you did plant that semer geffen, that cotton next to a vine, it doesn't make it aser bahana. That's the way he understands this position. It happens to be others claim that Rabbi Meir is actually not discussing planting of cotton next to a vine. Planting of cotton next to a vine is okay. Okay, the issue he's talking about is planting of another seed, let's say a barley seed next to cotton. That's what he's talking about. And the reason for that is because Tzemer Geffen actually, which actually means the wool of the vine. Okay. The idea is that because a plant looks very much like a grapevine, Rabbi Meir says, you're not allowed to plant a foreign seed next to a cotton plant because people might think it's a grapevine. But that's only Midrabanan. And since it's Midrabanan, it's not Mekadesh, it's not Asur Bahana if you did it. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok said in the name of Rabbi Meir, Af al Gabe HaGeffen, Asur ve'eno mikadesh. What does it mean? On top of the geffen is asur, but it's not mikadesh. Oh, so Rabbi Elazar Tzadok is going back to the halacha we said in the first Mishnah, which is we said, remember, you're not allowed to plant a foreign seed, barley, wheat above a vine where that you were mavrich, that you propagated. Remember, you stuck it into the ground and through the soil. I'm not allowed to plant a foreign seed if it's less than 3 tfachim from the surface. So the Mishnah is coming to teach us, and Rabbi Elazar Tzadok is quoting Rabbi Meir by saying that when we speak about this prohibition of planting a foreign seed on top of a geffen that is less than 3 tfachim from the surface, you should know that although it's asur, but the eino mekadesh, it does not become asur bahanah.